Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
We mentioned Jalen Watts in the news in the last hour or so before we hopped on the air. I know, I'm sure you talked about it a little bit during the roundtable with Bob and Dusty on Fesco and Dusty in the morning. But Jalen Watson's practice window's been opened up. We all know that means, what, 21 days or so is the timeline potentially where he could return. It's a great sign that we're even discussing this being a possibility. I don't know where you're at. I still think if we're being realistic, AFC title game's kind of like the target for me. Maybe the playoff game in the divisional round, the first playoff game.
He's practicing today.
He's practicing. It's a good sign. Like, how does his body react to practicing? I would say this tells you there's a chance for the divisional round, which is more than anybody could have ever expected. AFC title game, I think, is the safe target. But yeah, could he give you some snaps in the divisional round? Doesn't hurt. We all know what he was. I know since... we've gotten to, what, week 14 or so, week 13, when this defense has really turned it on. They've been able to make adjustments there, but in the secondary. But Jalen Watson, for a month and a half, we were saying how underappreciated he was and how much different the secondary was. And they couldn't find, was it Joshua Williams? Was it Nazi Johnson? Yeah. Like, they couldn't find an answer. To their credit, they've adjusted and they've improved there. But Jalen Watson was playing at an extremely high level. If they got him back, whether it's divisional round, AFC title game, a massive boost to a defense that's already starting to play a lot better. They're number two scoring defense in football all of a sudden.
So this is great news for the Chiefs, because Jalen Watson was absolutely their second best corner. This is not like a debate or up for argument, or it's not even like left tackle. We're like, maybe DJ Humphries could still improve the whole thing. Jalen Watson back makes them better. And now I'm even more convinced he's coming back now, because like 48 hours ago, Andy Reid was like, man, I don't know on Jalen Watson. I can't even look in the stars and see he's practicing today. That means Andy was lying to me. Like, I got it. It's cool. A couple days ago when Andy was like, whoo, total long shot on Jalen Watson. Who knows? That meant that Jalen Watson was coming back and he didn't want to tip his hand. Now, do I think he'll be back by the divisional game? No.
Yeah, so just because
by the AFC title game, he will be back, and that's a guarantee, which means he'll be back for the Super Bowl. And people are forgetting about the fact all he's got to do is practice and not play for 2 weeks. Then play a game, play a week after if he got back for the divisional round, and then get 2 weeks again before he has to play. The amount of time off the Chiefs have between now and what would potentially be a Super Bowl game for them creates so many extra days off. Protecting an injury like that of Jalen Watson's is way easier than under normal circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, to me, though, whether they had a bye or not doesn't factor into Jalen Watson. Like, if they had a wild card game, yeah, he probably wouldn't play for sure.
Sure.
I'm just saying, like, the practice window's open. You're talking about 21 days to make a decision. Whether the Chiefs were playing wild card weekend or obviously now we know playing divisional round weekend doesn't impact whether Jalen Watson can return by January 20th or whatever. Like, it's the same thing. Like, he's not playing this weekend and he wouldn't be playing wild card weekend anyway. So I don't think the bye week really plays a role. It's just whether or not he can practice and bounce back from practice. I think we have to pump the brakes a little bit on like the sure thing that he's coming back.
Can he get through a practice?
The practice window's opening up is great. They open up, they have a practice window for a reason, to give them some time, whether or not you have a bye week or not, and to see ultimately, yeah, how does his body hold up during practices. It's a great sign, though. They could have the 1-2 punch at corner potentially available for them in the postseason.
I think what's kind of exciting about it is this has been kind of an inverse year, where the year they lost the Super Bowl to Tampa Bay, it was just like they were losing one player at a time slowly as the season ended, and then just like one guy short, just making the job a little bit harder throughout the season. That's typically how injuries go. And the opposite for the Chiefs. They were all hurt at the beginning of the season. And over the last 8 weeks, They just keep getting one player back at a time. Here comes Pacheco. Here comes Amenihue. Here comes Hollywood Brown. Oh, Jalen Watson might come back. They are getting healthier and healthier as the season goes on, making them a far different and more dangerous team than they were at any other particular point. You're right. At no point can I just guarantee you Jalen Watson is going to come back for this team. But the fact that he's practicing on January 3rd, when their next available playoff game they would play is what, the 18th, 17th? When do they play? The Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's the weekend of the
18th. 2 weeks from now, right? So, I mean, we're talking about 2 full weeks. Even if he had to be like, let's dial it back a little bit and then get him in there. We all saw the stats gold. And look, I think Amenihue helped this. We all saw like those first four games when there was no Jalen Watson, but Amenihue hadn't come back, which was what the defense was allowing in points per game before the Jalen Watson injury and what they were allowing after the Jalen Watson injury. Amenihue helped stabilize those numbers once he came back. So now they could be the even better version of themselves because they've stabilized. And what, you're telling me now they're going to have a qualified number two corner? Woo! I mean, now we're talking about best defense in the, you know, in the playoffs kind of stuff.
And just also adding more depth in general, because there will be some injury that happens. And if this team goes on the run, we think they can go on playing a divisional round game, playing an AFC title game, hopefully get into a Super Bowl again. Three games, you're not making it through three games without having anybody get hurt. So you need to have some depth, whether that's Steven Nelson getting activated from the practice squad this weekend. Let's see what he can do perhaps against Denver. So there's some depth to have available, maybe come playoff time if you need it. Jalen Watson being back. All of that is good. You got to have some depth to make it through a deep playoff run as well. And things are, I mean, you couldn't ask for better timing on everything. This was why the bye was so crucial, to get the existing players that have already been playing some time off. But everybody that's potentially could come back is potentially coming back, right? Like the only guy that really couldn't come back at all this year was Rashee Rice. Other than that, everybody that's had an injury is expected to return, is on track to do so. They've either already returned, or now we know Jalen Watson at least is on track to return. You could not have had a better way it's worked out.
Yeah. And again, it's, they didn't need him in week 13 or 14 or 15. They're winning all those games. They could need him in a postseason. You know when they could specifically need him? The Super Bowl. You know when I want fully healthy Jalen Watson back? Is for what we talked about yesterday when we were evaluating the weapons in the AFC versus the NFC. When you start looking at the NFC teams, like half of them have two elite level weapons at wide receiver or incredibly dangerous ones. It's like Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. It's Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp. It's like the entire, it's Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Maybe you don't need it to hold down Keon Coleman in the AFC title game, but I can almost guarantee you, based on the weapons that exist on the NFC side, if there's a time when you're going to feel having an extra corner and that depth, it could be in a potential Super Bowl game where the NFC side is loaded at wide receiver. I mean, loaded. And so, yeah, maybe the slow return is fine. Getting him back at all seems crazy. I liked it when he did that. Andy was like asked about it, and he slow walked it. And then he was like, and he had to confirm no chance for Rashee Rice. I'm like, none of us thought Rashee Rice was coming back.
He's the only player that's been known as like out. Jalen Watson, they never actually said he was out for the season. That was the speculation. And if you follow anything on social media, Instagram, recent in the last 24 hours, I think Jalen Watson posted some workout video or whatever, and that's what got the conversation also starting. And then Jordan Schultz reported this morning about the designated return from IR. That'll become official later on this afternoon, is my guess.
I'll say one thing we do know about Jalen Watson is he is a tough dude. Played the entire last year with like a torn shoulder. So if there's a guy who's going to play through a little pain, it sort of seems like Jalen Watson probably falls in that camp, right?